Task 4. Joey and Brian are listening to the recording of a lecture given by Tony Poon, a social commentator, about the tourism industry in Asia. Listen to the recording and answer the questions below. Please note that you do not need to answer in complete sentences. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Good day, everyone. Thanks for coming to my lecture about the tourism industry in Asian countries. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started right away. Recently, the Hong Kong government has had a worry. Statistics and experts have been reporting that the number of mainland Chinese visitors to Hong Kong has been falling since last year. Fewer visitors from the mainland mean a huge drop in Hong Kong's retail industry. And officials and businessmen perceive this to be a sign that Hong Kong's tourism industry is failing. Can visitors from the mainland be considered tourists, though? Official figures tell us that over 60% of visitors from mainland China are same-day visitors who come to Hong Kong to shop and then leave within the day. They are coming from nearby to buy something and return home. This is no different from what Hong Kong shoppers do. I propose then that it is more accurate to call them shoppers. Making our tourism industry successful does not simply involve attracting more people to buy goods in Hong Kong. Our retail industry may have to worry about attracting more shoppers from the mainland, but our tourism industry should be thinking about how to draw actual tourists. Our tourism industry does seem to be shifting away from relying on promoting shopping to attract visitors. Now, the focus is on promoting Hong Kong's food and history. But I wonder if this is any better than promoting our shopping malls. Firstly, eating in Hong Kong is not cheap nowadays, because of the high rent eateries must pay. For a much lower cost, tourists can have an equal or better meal in Bangkok or Taipei. Secondly, Hong Kong's history may not be appealing to tourists either. Tourists often look at architectural history first, meaning they want to see well-known old buildings. Due to the redevelopment of our city, old buildings have been replaced with skyscrapers. There are not many well-known old buildings left. So what in Hong Kong can attract tourists? To find why Hong Kong tourism has gone down, we need only look at our Asian neighbours, such as Thailand, Japan and South Korea. Each has geographical, economic or cultural features that are not present in Hong Kong. For instance, Thailand has beautiful beaches with white sand and crystal clear water. Hong Kong's beaches can't hope to compare to them, and you do not often hear tourists say they are coming here for the beaches. Or take, for example, Japan, which currently has a weak currency. People from many countries are able to purchase a large amount of yen to buy more goods in Japan. Because the Hong Kong dollar is tied to the US dollar, it is usually a strong currency and unattractive to tourists. Finally, the popularity of South Korea's pop culture attracts people from all over the world. The craze for Korean dramas, movies, and music draws many tourists, which cannot be said for Hong Kong dramas, movies, and Cantopop. That said, Hong Kong does have a very unique quality to offer tourists. The most special feature about Hong Kong is that it is a place where East meets West. Having been a British colony for more than a century, both Eastern and Western culture have a deep influence on everything in Hong Kong. from the food to the fashion to the culture. This East meets West heritage is very unique. In fact, tourists can be made happy by three very simple characteristics that I call the three S's, which Hong Kong has in abundance. These are sights, sounds, and smells. Yes, these may seem like very common things, but think about it. Of sights, Hong Kong has a world-famous city skyline, the skyline at Victoria Harbour, visible from the Hong Kong Island side and the Kowloon side, is a spectacle every night. Of sounds, Hong Kong is well known for its vibrant nightlife. As a multinational city, one can hear performances of almost any kind of music during the evening, from buskers to live entertainment bands. Lively night markets ensure there is always something to do. Finally, representing the last S, smells. There can only be Hong Kong street food vendors. Delicious food is always close by in our city, and it's of a high quality too. After all, Hong Kong's street food is so good that the Michelin Guide for Hong Kong has a section dedicated only to street food. Now, let's take a look at how Singapore has adopted the following model.
That is the end of task 4. You now have 2 minutes to complete your answers to task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.